Mishnah says in Daf Kufi and Alfam and Beis that a Yavam Katan, who is by Yavam Gedaila, Tegadlenu. If a Yavam is a Katan, he's not Chayav Mitzvahs, and he has Bia, he's Miyabim, a Yavam who's a Gedaila, so Tegadlenu, they have to wait till he gets older. If he wants to be Megarisher, he can't do it now when he's a Katan, so he has to wait till he gets older, and only then he's able to be Megarisher once he's once he becomes a Gadol. But Mavur in the Mishnah from this case and from the first case is that it's Mutter for the Yavam Katan to live with this Yavama Gedaila. He could be Balea the first time, the second time, they could live with each other, the living Behatur. The only thing is, to give again, he has to wait till he becomes a Gadol. But Lamaisa, they're mutter to live with each other, calls man that he's a Katan. And the question is, how could that be? Lamaisa, he's a Katan. He does not have the mitzvah Yibam. Pashas, he's not Kainer. A Yavam Katan can't be Kainer. So he's being Baal Eishasach. He's being Baal Eishasach. What's his heter to live with an Eishasach? Shalabim HaKametzvah L'chair, there's an Isser Eishasach over here. Now the truth is, there is a machlekes b'shainim between Rashi and Taisus whether a Yavam Katan is Kainer his Yavam or not. We mentioned this earlier. Shitas Rashi and Kiddushin is that a Yavam Katan Shaval Yavam Gedaila, he is Kainer, and the Kin Yavam is Chal. But Taisus sheet of the Kiddushin Dafi Tess is that the Bia is not Chal, and the Yavam Katan is not Kainer. There's no Kin and Yavam that took place. So Lefi Rashi, one could tie, okay, the Kin and Yavam is Chal, and therefore they're allowed to live with each other. But Lefi Taisus that the Yavam was not Chal, there wasn't no Yavam took place. L'charetz mamashay eshesach shal l'abim l'akam mitzvah, and the question is, what's the heter for him to be bale shal l'abim l'akam mitzvah? And the truth is, even if he Rashi, it's tzarechian, that even if you say that the kinyan is chal, so it's shver to hear how the kinyan is chal. L'charet, if you don't have the assay of yibam, the katan is pater for mitzvah yibam, he doesn't have the assay to be daichel alayis to say, what would be his heter how could the kinyan be chal if there's no assay daichel alayis? He doesn't have the mitzvah yibam, he's a katan. What is daichel alav? What allows this kinyan yibam to be chal? So it's for sure shvel if he taisus how is a mutter to be balea if he's not kind of anything. There's an issur shezach over here. Even if he Rashi, it's zarechin. How could he be kinder if he does not have the mitzvah of yibum to be deicha the lav? So this kasha is really asked by the Imre Maisha and Simon Hay, and he says you see from this din that yibum is not the chuya, it's hutra. Yibum is not the chuya. It's not a gedav asidach. Let's say that the asir of yibum is deicha the lav of ishazach because then it can't work by a katan. The katan has no mitzvah. It must be the pshat is that it's hutra, the second, and isha nafel seyibim, the tar is mata, the isha eshesach, nothing to do with the kiyam ha-mitzvah. So her eshesach is mutter, there is no eshesach over here, and therefore whether there is a kinyam yibim, not a kinyam yibim, that doesn't make any difference. It's a mitzvah, no mitzvah, l'maisa, it's mutter for him to be ba'aleya, because there's no longer an isha eshesach once she's nafel yibim. That's what he says is l'char mucha from this din. So the problem is, that's good if you hold the yibim as hutra, but we know that Shita Sataisis earlier in Daf Gimel and other Rishonim hold that yibim is dechuya, it's a get of asay dechalois to say, and if it's a get of dechuya, then it's hard to kush l'dukta. How could it be? How is it possible to say that it's mutter for him to live with her, but isser eshesach, if there's no mitzvah of yibim that took place to be teich of the lava of eshesach, being that he's a katan, he's patam in a mitzvah, he's not a bar yibim, so how could it be mutter for him to live with her, tekadlenu, to wait till he gets older? L'maisa, every bia should be an isser eshesach. And so I think you can answer this up here, Gevalik Yisrael, that the Achronim say, to understand the din of, understand those Yisraelim hold the Yibim as the Chuyah. This is said by Rav Nachum Partzavitz in his Chidushim and Daf Gimel in Sifkat Lamed Zayin. And it's really, as he mentions over there, Avochanan says, the Yisrael Hadvarim, that the Pshat is like this, that even if you hold the Yibim as the Chuyah, it's working with din, Asidach HaLesa say, but at the end of the day, it ends up being Hutra. And he says, you find such a Muslim, there are certain dinim that start off as an Asidach HaLesa say, they start off as a din of the Chuyah, but eventually become, because of that, they end up being a case of Hutra. And he explains like this, that really, the mechanics of Yibum is a begeta Asidach HaLesa say. The Torah says, the Asay of Yibum is Daicha the Lav of Eshesach, it's regular Asidach HaLesa say. But the problem is that is really not enough to allow Yibum to take place, because at the end of the day, this woman is an Erev, she's an Eshesach, and you can't be married to an Eshesach, you can't Kiddushin not Taifas an Eshesach, so how could the Torah allow you to have Ishus with someone who's a Cheftz of an Eshesach, if you learn a Sotra, so it's not a problem. The Torah removed this Eshesach, she's no longer an Eshesach, but if it's Dechuya, so fine, the mitzvah will be Daicha the Lav, but the Cheftz of Eshesach is here, she is an Erev. How could you have Kiddushin? How could you have this marriage to a woman who's an Erva where there's no Tfisis Kiddushin? So Dr. Nachum, Behechach, you have to say that being that the Torah wanted there to be Yibam, wanted Yibam to take place, Midin, I say, let's say the Torah was Matin, there's a Yeshusach, the Torah was Mafkia, the whole Messias of the Erva of Yeshusach, in order for the Yibam to take place, Midin, I say, let's say. So what starts off the whole process over here, Tzidin, I say, let's say? What actually allows the dechiyah to take place, it's the asidah chalosu say. But because there is a din of asidah chalosu say, for that reason, the Torah is matter the isra yishasach right away in order to facilitate the dechiyah happening. So lefi that, it comes out that even though it's working midin dechia, it ends up being hutra. So perhaps lefi that, you can answer this kasha from our Mishnah that yeah, it's true, the Yavam has no mitzvah, and he has no kidney, he has no anything. But once it's in the field of the Yibam, and this is a case where there's potential Yibam, and it becomes a gala, it could be Mi'abim her, so Mimel, the Torah is Mata, the Isser, Eshizach, right away, like any other case of Yibam. The Torah is Mata, the Isser, in order for the Dechiyah to happen through Asin Dechalas, say. So once it's in the field of the Yibam, L'chuli Alma, everyone's going to be masking that the Isser, Eshizach is going to be Paka, goes off, or else you can't have a Dechiyah. The question is it working midin Dechiyah? Is there an element of Asin Dechalas over here that caused the Hutra, or is it just a straight out Hutra? You don't even need Dechiyah. The Torah says right away that the Isser Eshizach is Hutra, even without any Asin Dechalas, say. That's a Machalikus Shonim, but at the end of the day, everyone agrees that it is Hutra, and for that reason, even a Yavam Katan would be allowed to live with this Isha, the Yavam Gdaila, and there's no Isser of Eshizach, B'chol B'yo B'yo.